This is the Clarion Report, watching, reporting and counteracting global terrorism.
Mayor Rusfersky, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm good, Howard. Thank you.
The bit of a concern that a terror alert has been issued for the Indian Jewish community over Yom Kippur. What do we know about this?
Not too much. I saw these alerts even around Rosh Hashanah time. And to tell you the truth, it's probably a worldwide phenomena at this point.
How does it work that sometimes this happens, in that obviously we know, certainly following what's gone on in the United States, we know Europe is vulnerable. We've seen it in Copenhagen. Synagogues and shuls around the world generally beef up security around this time because it is the high holidays, a large concentration of people coming in to the area. But then every now and then we get this specific alert for a specific country.
Yeah, I would imagine if the Israeli government issued the alert that they had some type of real-time information. It didn't just come out of nowhere. And it could be that also with this real-time information and the combination of, I don't know what the security is like there, but because it's not, you know, an entirely Western country, it could be that the security is lax and they want the security beefed up because of the information.
Yeah, I would imagine after the Mumbai attacks that it would have been greatly improved, but it's not a bad thing to be reminded.
With those Mumbai attacks, you know, the Chabad house was specifically targeted by these Pakistani terrorists.
In fact, I went to visit and I found it incredible. I was in India following the attack a couple of months later, and I wanted to go to the Chabad Center and just to sort of pay respects there. And I got into a taxi. I didn't even have the address, and he knew the place. As difficult and confusing as Mumbai is, it's almost become a place that everybody knows in Mumbai, and it's almost a symbol of the Mumbai community. So it was incredible. I was very moved by that. There was an attack or an attempted attack at a Berlin synagogue, at a Berlin shul over Shabbat. What do we know about this incident?
Well, thankfully, you know, they got the terrorists, because I spent some time for a Shabbat in Frankfurt a few years ago, and I was really impressed and kind of shocked by the level of security that's there. So somebody like this, there's no way he could have ever gotten through. The worst he could have done, which thankfully he didn't do, was to attack somebody before they got to the synagogue, which has happened a lot in New York lately, but they really have like so many layers of security. They have barriers for car attacks, and they have huge electronic fences. They have bulletproof glass. They have guards. They have metal detectors. Right, to get into any kind of synagogue now in Germany, it's a whole project. But we do know that he was a Syrian refugee. And, of course, we don't know where he was radicalized. You have, besides ISIS and Al-Qaeda, there is at least 10 terror organizations that are active in Syria. So there's no problem to get involved with one of those. And also, there is a lot of terror recruiting inside Germany of the Syrian refugees. There's a huge presence of ISIS there and a huge presence of Muslim Brotherhood. And it's no problem for them to recruit these lost souls who are immigrants, who don't really have a life. They don't have jobs. They don't have skills. They don't have the language. And this is a way for them to prove themselves.
Yeah, very, very frightening, especially because, as you say, there was very little chance that he was going to make it inside the synagogue, which meant that they knew full well that he was going to be stopped before he got close.
Right, but still he has the opportunity to prove himself and become a
hero, exactly.
Either in his own eyes and in this whatever community he's involved in their eyes.
Yeah, interesting.
These organizations are very, very active in Germany: Islamic Relief, Muslim Brotherhood, ISIS, Salafists, extremely active.
Going across the ocean, because you did mention it a little bit earlier, the increase in attacks in New York, it's not really terror. It just seems to be age-old anti-Semitism. Is that right?
I think you are right about that. But I think that they have been emboldened by the political situation in America. When you have, you know, these Democratic congresswomen, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, who have been very successful at pulling the Democratic Party over to the far left, to the point where I just read yesterday that Nancy Pelosi was going to speak at a J Street event. Now, this would have been unheard of before, because even though J Street purports themselves to be a pro-Israel organization, we all know that that's just not true. So to have the Speaker of the House, you know, speak at an organization that supports BDS and things like that, it's very shocking. And now Israel has become a partisan issue. You can't rely on Democratic support for Israel anymore. So I think that emboldens all the anti-Semitism.
Very, very frightening indeed. That's where we leave it, Mira Svirsky from the Clarion Project. Go and look at their website. Always very, very interesting research there, and I would encourage you to do so.